I missed you. I was gone last weekend. I was out in Washington, D.C. for the National Rosary Rally. Listen, we've been praying hard. We did a 54-day Rosary Novena. It culminated on the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And then we gathered together as a nation for Rosary Coast to Coast. Hundreds and hundreds of sites all around the nation came out. Two or more gathered, came out to wherever they were. But we asked people to be outside, and at precisely at 3 p.m., we prayed together the glorious mysteries. It was kind of like our atom bomb of prayer. We just decided, you know, we're begging God, and kind of the epicenter of the whole thing was this National Rosary Rally. This is, I think, our sixth year. We started in 2016 doing these prayer campaigns and just asking God to answer our prayers through the powerful intercession of Our Lady. And it was just incredible again this year. But to have Bishop Joseph Coffey, who's the auxiliary bishop for the Archdiocese of the Military, processing our Lord through the streets of Washington, D.C. Yikes. there must have been a lot of manifestations during that time. But anyway, then we ended up at our site, and of course, Bishop Coffey gave a wonderful talk. Sister Dee Dee was there, Doug Barry, lots of wonderful speakers. Monsignor Charles Pope, I love him. Anyways, but it was Auxiliary Bishop Joseph Coffey of the military that led the nation in this glorious mysteries of the Rosary. So we're doing our best. And this, we are in now the month of the Rosary, and primarily it's the 7th of October where we pray with Our Lady for Our Lady of the Rosary, originally called Our Lady of Victory, but recalls the Battle of Lepanto. In the midst of all this praying, we saw that our beloved Cardinal Burke got sick. In fact, reports were coming in that it's not looking good, that he's probably not going to make it. And then we rallied the troops again. Here we prayed the Sacred Heart Novena prayer. In fact, yesterday was the feast of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who was charged with bringing this devotion of the Sacred Heart to us. And she actually wrote the prayer, the Sacred Heart Novena prayer. It's actually, I'm looking around to see if I got one of my cool pens here, but one of those scroll pens, I actually put it on there. But it was Padre Pio's favorite go-to prayer when he was asked to pray for people, and he had tons of, maybe thousands of miracles associated with him. So very powerful prayer. They kind of, you know, calls out to God and says, listen, you said, you know, ask and receive, seek and find, knock and the door will be open. Well, I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking. You know? It's a really cool prayer. But we prayed that for Cardinal Burke, and I think it was the next day we started hearing reports that he was turning around. So anyways, just yesterday, I think it was, it might have been the day before yesterday, he put out a letter to us all. Okay, it's kind of a general letter to everyone. And I want to share a part of it with you because I consider him our great spiritual leader in our times. I follow all of his leads. I hope he's our next pope. We'll see. But anyways, he wrote this. I'm not going to read the whole letter, but I'll read part of it here. Although the Feast of the Memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary is celebrated on October 7th, the entire month of October is dedicated to fostering this most highly prized devotion to Mary, which she herself has given to us. In writing to you about the daily praying of the Holy Rosary, I underline three important considerations. First, the message of Our Lady of Fatima urges us to honor her by praying the Rosary every day. Second, when Our Lady concluded her apparitions at Fatima on October 13th, 1917, the Lord granted a remarkable confirmation of the apparitions in the miracle of the sun. And then third, in asking us to pray daily the Rosary, Our Lady indicated a specific intention, peace. Pope St. John Paul II, echoing Our Lady's messages to us at Fatima, explained that, quotations, the Rosary is, by its nature, a prayer for peace. The peace for which we pray while reciting the prayer of the rosary is not a peace given to this world, but rather the peace obtained for us by the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ. So let us recall that Our Lady of the Rosary was first given the title of Our Lady of Victory by Pope St. Pius V to honor the victory of peace, which was won through her intercession and especially through praying the rosary at the Battle of Lepanto on October 7th, 1571. Changing the title of Our Lady of Victory to Our Lady of the Rosary, Pope Gregory VIII underlined the powerful instrument for obtaining the victory of peace, namely praying the Holy Rosary. So I wanted to talk about that. You know, the gospel today asks us to be the slave of one another. I think that's great. I'm your slave, by the way. And I think we are for each other. I think we look out for each other. I think we put others first. And I think that all comes from a power that's given to us, a power that transforms us from mere Homo sapiens to children of God. We literally have Christ within us, and we are Christ for others. We're changed. We are deified, even. We become like gods with the power of grace within us. And this grace is transmitted through the Blessed Mother, which is just amazing, the way God designed all this. But Mary, a tender and nurturing mother, you know, pleads our case before the throne of God. She looks out for us. She's got our six. She cares for us. And so she pleads our case for us, especially by invoking the power of the Holy Spirit so that the torrent, the tsunami of grace pours into our hearts and transforms us to a people of peace, a people of peace. We need this peace to spread, but what do we mean by peace in this context? It means that people feel at ease in our presence. We're easy to approach. We're easy to reach out to connect with. First, we connect with God and His grace, but then we connect with each other. I sometimes pinch myself. I feel I'm not worthy to be in company with you. You're amazing. I love you dearly, and I know God does too, and I know our Blessed Mother does too, because you are striving to be the people of peace we are called to be. Let's not sell short this great gift of the Holy Rosary. I sometimes call it the umbilical cord, because we come that well connected to the divine life through this powerful prayer given to us. Here we are in the month of the Rosary. You know, we're not haughty, we're not prideful, we're not looking for our own self-approval or anything like that. We're looking out for each other. We're a family. It's awesome. I love you. And I speak on behalf of God and our Blessed Mother, too. They love you, too. And so let's be a people of the Rosary, a people of peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.